Hello, I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the first installment of a nine-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transitioned to the cloud. Today, we'll be kicking off the series with this session, Making Your Cloud Business Option Decision. As mentioned, we have a series of training set up for you, and here's a view of what's available. So don't forget to check out our other sessions. This nine-part training has three goals. The first goal is to help you make the right business decision about how to add cloud services to your business. The second is to highlight key operational areas that will influence success of your chosen strategy. And the third goal is to provide guidance on how to keep your cloud strategy on track. This session will include and reference three handouts. Please pause here and print them out so that we can work through them together. The first goal, making the right decision, is covered in three parts over the first three sessions. We'll begin here in session one by introducing two new concepts that affect your cloud decision on which cloud business option to pursue. These two concepts are predominant business model, or PBM, and operational maturity level, or OML. Both concepts were developed by the management consulting firm Service Leadership and were based on over 20 years of building and running solution provider companies up to $2 billion in revenue, and then 12 years of benchmarking thousands of partners worldwide. So why do predominant business model and operational maturity level matter? Well, they matter because they're the primary determinant of solution provider service quality and financial performance. Simply put, you operate in a predominant business model with inherent profitability, and you operate at an operational maturity level that determines your effectiveness in reaching best-in-class quality and profitability. Let's dive in and quickly explain PBM. PBM classifies solution providers by their largest or predominant line of business. The two key premises behind PBM are that billable utilization is the key to solution provider profitability, and that high utilization is achieved differently depending upon your primary line of business. Different businesses have different demand patterns, which results in different underlying cultures and management practices needed to achieve high billable utilization. Segmenting partners into PBMs enables a more accurate comparison of financial results and the underlying best practices needed to achieve those results. Each of these three different utilization curves requires different best practices to optimize profit and quality. Further, the techniques needed to optimize infrastructure services are different than those needed to optimize application services. Lastly, those firms who have had at least 60% of their revenue coming from product resale have a different set of profit optimization techniques. Lastly, those firms who have at least 60% of their revenue coming from product resale have a different set of profit optimization techniques. While most solution providers offer at least two lines of business, the predominant line of business is the one with the most revenue. Therefore, it's critical that you know your PBM when selecting best practices. As this chart illustrates, revenue and to a lesser extent, labor demand varies by type of business, ranging from the less predictable revenue of traditional break-fix solution providers to the more predictable revenue associated with recurring revenue service models. Each of the 10 PBMs develops a business culture unique to the most efficient delivery of its primary service area. So why is knowing your PBM relevant to your choice of which cloud business option to pursue? Because the underlying culture and skills needed to be successful in your PBM will align more closely with different cloud business options. Each partner starts with a unique position, but the key skills needed for success in cloud services are the same regardless of PBM. Here in detail is how these services are different from each other and how you should consider your lines of business in the next few slides. PBM affects your readiness for cloud services across all of the five major areas in your business. Therefore, your current PBM becomes your first consideration for which cloud business option to choose. Product-centric partners will find that certain cloud business options, like referring vendor-branded solutions, will be easier to implement. Others, such as partner-branded white label solutions, will require them to build new sales, service, and finance capabilities. Project-centric solution providers have similar considerations. Managed service solution providers already have many of the underlying skills necessary to offer cloud services. Here's a high-level look at how the partner's current PBM impacts their readiness to adopt cloud. To increase success with cloud, partners have to be prepared in 5 areas of their business: strategy, sales, service, finance, and compensation. We'll deal with all of these during this training series. Now that we've outlined the foundational points, it's time to determine your predominant business model. Determining your predominant business model is relatively easy. Using handout number 1 and beginning with step 1, answer the questions to determine your PBM. For example, is more than 60% of your revenue from product resale? If so, your PBM is product-centric. If not, continue on to question 5. Which service has the largest revenue? Support, billed by the hour, projects, or managed services? When you arrive at one of the dark purple boxes, that will determine your PBM. The results of this quick exercise will be used for the rest of the sessions to help you become more successful in the cloud. The 3 most common predominant business models of our partners are product-centric, project-centric, and managed services. If your largest revenue segment is support, billed by the hour, then follow along as a project-centric solution provider. The rest of the training will focus on the 3 largest PBMs. The figures in this exercise do not need to be precise. You can use the last 12 months' revenue and you can approximate the segmentation. What's important is that you're honest with yourself. The results of this exercise will help guide you on your cloud journey. There are 4 main types of cloud offerings that partners can bring to market. They include refer vendor branded. A good example of this is Office 365, where Microsoft bills your clients directly. The second is resell vendor branded. For example, Office 365 cloud solution providers who resell a service and bill their own customer. The third is partner branded white label. This is when you procure a service and resell it as your own. And the fourth is partner-owned private cloud. This is when you build your own cloud infrastructure. Each offers the partner a different level of risk and investment and a different value or return on that investment. The likely level of risk and return for any one of those 4 cloud business options will depend on your current PBM and OML. As we move through this in the next 2 sessions, each decision point will be summarized in a slide similar to the one on the screen now. Look up your PBM and consult the legend colors for recommended, not recommended, and acceptable but not optimal recommendations. A short explanation for the recommendation is given in each box. It's best to work through all 4 decision steps before making a final determination on the best cloud business option for your business. For example, if you're a product-centric company, you should focus energy on reselling vendor-branded services and partner-branded white labels instead of focusing on referring vendor-branded and partner-owned private cloud. Now we're going to be focusing on exercise number 2 using the handout that you printed out earlier. This is the framework you will use to determine the cloud option which has the greatest likelihood of success. First, enter your predominant business model that you identified with the help of the flowchart on handout number 1. As shown here. Next, use the ranking on this slide to fill out your option based on your PBM. This will complete the first column. Enter your ranking as shown on the chart here. Now we will move to the second of 4 cloud business decision considerations, and that is your OML. OML assesses your operational efficiency and effectiveness at running your current PBM, including your ability to formulate and execute a business plan. There are 5 OML levels: beginning, emerging, scaling, optimize, and innovating. You may be wondering, why does this matter? In each PBM, there's a set of common functions or traits that must be executed. By identifying your OML, you will be able to tackle different traits that will help you progress. Depending on PBM, there are between 29 and 37 traits, each of which has 5 levels of operational maturity. By understanding your current OML, you can best choose the cloud business option which you are most likely to be able to execute successfully. Exercise number 2 will require handout number 2 as we fill in column 2 on the sheet. Follow the same process that was used to determine your PBM ranking by entering your OML score from handout number 3. We will now be using handout number 3 to begin the process of determining your operational maturity level. In each row, circle the answer that best fits your company. The OML attributes in each cell indicate the typical approach to executing across strategy, service, sales, finance, and compensation. The point of this exercise is not to score high, but to score accurately. This will help you select the cloud business option most likely to deliver the highest return for the lowest risk in the least amount of time. In any given row, if you're having trouble choosing between two adjacent cells, pick the lower of the two choices. This is the safest approach. We will not be fully assessing your OML in this session, but the chart on the screen provides a high-level overview of the business practices in each of the five major functional groups. Please take a quick glance at this table, noting the descriptions closest to your present business practices. Once you've circled the best answer in each row, you will need to total up the score. Assign 1 point for OML1, 2 points for OML2, and so on. In the example here, I have 3 OML2, 1 OML3, and 1 OML4, giving me a total of 13. Then, average your answers by dividing by 5 for a rough approximation of your operational maturity level. My OML score is 2.6. Enter your OML into the first box and fill in the rankings based on the previous exercise. You've now determined your PBM and OML and taken 2 steps towards identifying the cloud choice with your best risk and return. Please keep this handout for future sessions. This chart shows which cloud business option you would be best advised to choose given your current OML, or executional ability. Once OML is objectively determined, you will have a realistic starting point from which to evaluate your cloud business options. Some options require a greater investment in time and money than others. By matching up the cloud business option to your current OML, you will have the best chance of success. In my example, I would rank resell vendor branded as number 1 since my OML score fell into that range. The second choice will be refer vendor branded. The third choice will be partner branded white label, and the fourth choice will be partner owned private label. This concludes the first session of the Cloud Transition Workshop. The key points that we discussed in this session were PBM and OML. The next session will include content on assessing how quickly your market is adopting cloud, which will also help you determine which cloud business option is most likely to be successful for you. Thank you for your time today. I hope you found this content to be helpful in your planning.